FM 90.3 WJTL Big Daddy Weaves, The Lion and the Lamb. Natalie Grant, B1, and Mercy Me's new song, Best News Ever. Good morning, Fred and Mindy with you. Happy Tuesday, 7:04.
Hey, Russ Taft's movie, I Still Believe, the documentary, is showing tonight only at 7 p.m. This one-night film event features Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, Michael Tate, Bart Millard from Mercy Me. To find a theater near you, please visit RussTaftMovie.com.
Yeah, last night, Nick talked to Russ live on the air, too. This morning, we're talking live to our friends from Men of Iron. Garrett, Justin, and Steve are here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys here. Garrett Barbush, the executive director of Men of Iron. And Garrett, anybody you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to my beautiful wife, Eden, and my two daughters, Kendall and Blake.
And I'm so impressed you brought your old WJTL mug. Thank you for doing that.
I did. Yeah, you got to have your coffee first thing in the morning, Fred.
Thank you. Tell us about Men of Iron.
Well, Men of Iron, we exist to build and equip godly leaders, and we do that through creating and sustaining one-to-one and microgroup mentorships. And so that's why we exist. That's what we do. And we've got a big, big vision to change a culture, one man, one family, one church, and one community at a time. And we believe that's going to happen best through mentorships throughout the nation. So
how often do you guys meet? When do you get together?
Well, it's the interesting thing about Men of Iron is basically our model is to go out and find what we call our directors. And so these are men in the community all throughout the world, basically, that just have a passion for mentoring men. And we charge them with going out and finding a handful of mentors. And so this all happens. Mentors will then go out and find their own protégés. So this happens on your own schedule.
Okay.
There's not a set time. It's not we as an organization don't meet at a certain date on a certain time or anything like that.
Right.
We want these things to kind of be grassroots and happen on men's on their own schedules.
If folks would like to get more information, they can visit you online.
Yes, you can visit us online at menofiron.org, and we are on all of the social media platforms from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram, and so people can follow along with us there as well.
Very cool. Justin Watkins is with us. He's the director of development for Men of Iron, and he left his JTL mug at Hope International.
Yeah, still there.
I hope that somebody can give it to you.
Justin's probably using it right now.
Or it's a planter.
Yes.
Somebody has flowers in it. Anybody you want to say good morning to, Justin?
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to my wife, Jenna, my son, Jansen, my daughter, Jara, and my littlest daughter, Jaylin.
I'm impressed.
All J's.
It's pretty early to remember them all this early in the morning. Good job. Now, Garrett told us what Men of Iron is. Tell us a little bit. Give us some background, maybe a story about how God is using Men of Iron.
Yeah, and there's so many, but one that comes to mind, a man by the name of Roger, and he's down in Florida. And successful businessman, things going well, looks like from the outside things are going well. Marriage was falling apart, divorced, his kids were angry with him, pointing the blame to him, weren't talking to him, and he just was a mess. And he was trying a lot of other things to get back to where he needed to be and couldn't find it. Finally God got a hold of his heart and just was saying, hey, I'm trying to do something with you. And he heard about Men of Iron through his church. And he said, all right, I'm desperate. Let's do it. He went through the program for about a year, just being challenged by God, challenged by his mentor to make some different steps. He went through a lot of other challenges, was diagnosed with throat cancer during that process.
Wow.
And but he stayed committed to the program, and at the end of the year, just saw a transformation, just unbelievable in relationships and his walk with the Lord. So we do a graduation like celebration at the end of the year.
Yeah.
He invited his ex-wife to that celebration, and in front of everyone in the congregation who were there, apologized to her for the way he had treated her.
Wow.
Today him and his kids are back together, his ex-wife, they're good friends, they're reconciling. It's just a story of God's transformation.
Wow, that's awesome. Check it out online, menofiron.org. And before we get back to what we're doing, swing that around to Steve, because Steve Glick is with us this morning. Steve, you're doing all the real work here. Anybody want to say good morning to
you? Yeah, I'm just the man behind the man, today.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say hi to my wife, Ashley, and my daughter, Pearl.
Yeah.
Good morning.
And you're taking pictures and doing all the media stuff that...
I'm the director of communications with Men of Iron, so yeah, I'm the guy with the camera and making sure the podcast goes smooth and all that fun stuff.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, guys. And saying hi. Coming up, we'll talk more with Garrett and Justin, so we invite you to stick around. On the way, Jordan Feliz and Brandon Heath with more music.